You're listening to the Thursday Morning Show. It's KEXC, KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer, and we are excited. There's a new cookbook out. It's by Chronicle Books, the publisher, and it's written by Julia Tertian. And I am really excited about this one because it is right up my alley. It's called Now and Again, Go-To Recipes, Inspired Menus, and Endless Ideas for Reinventing Leftovers. Julia Tertian is back with us now. Thanks for being with us, Julia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Another beautiful book of food. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, I think we just want to start with that grilled cheese on the cover. I'm sorry.
Happily. Yeah. I wish I had one right now.
I know. What's the secret of a really good grilled cheese?
So the thing I do, which I love to do, is I spread a very, very thin layer of mayonnaise on both sides of the bread, on both pieces of bread. So that way you get a little bit of moisture inside the sandwich, and then that mayonnaise on the outside, because, you know, you have to remember that mayonnaise is mostly just oil, you know, it helps the outside of the sandwich brown perfectly. So it just gets on every, you know, single little centimeter of that piece of bread, and it makes the best grilled cheese ever. That's so good.
So, Julia, do you put butter on the outside? If you didn't have mayonnaise, for example, do you put butter on the outside of a grilled cheese?
I just do the mayonnaise and then put it into a hot pan, and that's it.
Wow.
And, I mean, you could add some butter to the pan too. I mean, why not?
I
don't think you need it.
Do you have a favorite mayonnaise?
I use Hellman's, old Hellman's.
Okay.
And I think I know that in, you know, down south, everyone swears by Duke's, but yeah, Hellman's I think is the best near me.
Okay, one of the common things around here, probably around the country, is having some leftover pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what, yeah, you do. Everybody's got left. Well, you know, most everybody eats that last piece. But when you have leftover pizza, the worst thing you can possibly do is throw it in the microwave. It ends up just being rubber. What do you mm-hmm. got going? What can you do with pizza? What other additions can you do to it?
Sure, yeah. I mean, so pizza is one of those things that I think is pretty great cold out of the refrigerator. But there is, at the end of the book, I included a section it's seven lists, and each list has seven items on it. So it's, you know, almost 50 kind of extra ideas, and I think of it as kind of bonus content. So one of the lists is things to do with typical takeout leftovers, and, you know, pizza is absolutely there because I think that's the thing people order out the most. And so my idea for leftover pizza is pretty fun, and if you cut pizza into small bite-sized pieces, put a little bit of red pepper flakes on top and stick them under the broiler. You can use them as these delicious spicy croutons. They're great on any kind of hearty salad, like especially a Caesar salad.
Wow.
That's a great idea. And sounds like something we could do. John,
yes.
And I could probably pull that off, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
Super easy, super delicious.
Well, let's talk a little bit about chicken, because a lot of people are making chicken pretty often. John happened to be my guest recently, and I've been really into grilling chicken this summer, like every other day or so, because I just can't get over how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us some things, some kind of easy ways, chicken at home, or what you like to do.
Yeah, so there's one recipe early on in the book. So the book is divided by seasons, and each season has a number of menus. And, you know, some are just, you know, good old weeknight dinners, and some are, you know, bigger holiday meals. So in the Rosh Hashanah menu in the fall season, so Rosh Hashanah being the Jewish New Year, and it's a holiday I celebrated growing up, I did a chicken recipe that I called Celebration Chicken, and it's named such because it's easy to make for a celebration, you know, for a big group of people, and it's one of my favorite recipes, and it's, you just get a couple of chickens cut up into pieces, which you can get at the grocery store or your butcher, and I call for two because it is for a big group, but you could cut it in half, and then you put the chicken in a big roasting dish with sweet potatoes and dates and tons of fresh garlic and a little oil and apple cider vinegar, and just mix everything together, and you just throw it in the oven. There's no bowl or anything like that. It's the easiest recipe, and it's so good.
We're hearing Julia's dogs, your dogs show up in the cookbook as well, don't they?
My dog just walked in. Oh,
that's great.
John's got his dog here today, too.
My dog's here this morning, too.
Usually she's so quiet, and I think she heard me talking about chicken.
Could be. What are some of the biggest mistakes you think people make, say, with chicken?
I would say one of the biggest mistakes is not drying it completely before you cook it. So if there's a little moisture on it, it's going to keep that skin from getting, you know, brown and crispy. So just pat it dry with paper towels. And another big tip is to bring it to room temperature before you cook it. So whether you're going to grill chicken or roast it, if you take that chill off of it, you know, if it's not cold straight from the fridge, it'll cook a lot more evenly.
You know, I bet there is a lot of food thrown away because we don't know how to do leftovers.
Absolutely. And I think in a certain way, Now and Again is, you know, it's a book about food waste without ever really saying so. Yeah. And, you know, just empowering home cooks to think of leftovers as, you know, something really fun to use. And it makes your life easier in the kitchen. You know, you're halfway there.
What about salads? Are salads easy to whip up? It seems like they might be because you can throw so many different things in a salad. And even if you don't have salad dressing, for example, you probably can make your own.
Yeah, there's so many different salads in the book. And salad is something I always kind of throw alongside whatever I'm making. You know, it's an easy side dish. It's quick. It's healthy. So there's such a variety in the book. And there's some salads that I really love, especially for entertaining, because they make... They're ones that you can make far ahead, and, you know, you don't have to toss them together last minute. So there's actually a salad on the cover of the book. It's roasted squash with some radicchio, and that could be any kind of hearty green like kale or anything like that. And because it's so hearty, it, you know, it can sit in its dressing and not wilt. So, you know, as opposed to really delicate, you know, spring lettuce or something. You know, this is a salad that can really just, you know, sit there and wait for you. So I love that. And, you know, in terms of leftovers, you know, leftover salad can also have a whole new life. So on the cover of the book, we talked about the grilled cheese. It actually has some of that leftover squash salad just tucked right into the grilled cheese, and it makes it so much heartier and more satisfying. And, you know, that little bit of sweet squash and the salty cheese, it's so good.
We're talking with Julia Turchin. Her new cookbook is out. It's called Now and Again, Go-To Recipes, Inspired Menus, and Endless Ideas for Reinventing Leftovers. Can an egg be a good thing to add to something for a leftover? Eggs are my favorite thing.
Yeah, my dad always kind of makes fun of me because he just says that I just put a fried egg on top of anything and I call it a meal. But I'm happy to take that joke. And I think a fried egg on top of, you know, that leftover squash salad, whatever it might be, yeah, it just makes it, you know, a more complete meal. And I love doing that.
Okay, it's getting cold out. Let's talk about this chili and cornbread lunch.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite dishes to make, especially when you're, you know, having some friends or family over, because it's so good. It's in fact, even better if you make it ahead of time, which I think just makes everything so easy. So, yeah, it's a chicken and black-eyed pea chili. You know, you can make it a day or two in advance. And I serve it with a delicious cornbread that you bake in a cast iron skillet, so it gets a nice crispy crust, and a fresh romaine salad with a buttermilk dressing. It's such a sort of comforting meal. It's really easy to make, and I think it makes everyone around your table feel just kind of taken care of.
Yeah, let's talk about the list that you mentioned at the back of the book. There's a really good ideas here, because sometimes I get, I don't know what to bring to somebody's house, and you have this list of good things to bring.
Yeah, so that's one of those, you know, from that kind of like bonus content area. So, yeah, 7 things to bring, you know, when you're invited over for dinner. And they range from, you know, I think a lot of people bring a bottle of wine, and I like to bring a bottle of olive oil. So you're still bringing a bottle of something, but I think it's a little bit more unexpected, but it's so useful. You know, it's pretty much the same price range as wine, and I think people are always really kind of pleasantly surprised to receive that. Another idea is to bring breakfast for the next day. So if you're invited for dinner, you know, bring something to make the next morning easier for your host. So that could be, you know, maybe a bottle of freshly squeezed orange juice and some granola that you either make or purchase. You could bring a challah bread or brioche and some eggs so that they can make French toast, you know, make them a little kit with some maple syrup. One idea that's less a thing and more of an idea is to make a donation to a local food pantry in your host's name. And I think it's a nice way to kind of, you know, give back and think about, you know, how good it feels to have a meal made for you, and maybe you can provide one for someone else.
Okay, we're talking about meals here, but we have not yet addressed dessert. What can you do with leftovers to make the unbelievable dessert?
Yeah, dessert is definitely one of my favorite topics. So there's really fun, really simple desserts all throughout the book. And there are, yeah, definitely even some ideas for if you have dessert left over. One that comes to mind that I think is a great example is one of the dessert recipes are for what I call boozy lemon slushies. And it's just lemon sorbet, you know, put a scoop into a glass, let it get a little bit soft, mix it with a little bit of vodka just to loosen it, and then top it with sparkling wine. And it's kind of like a, yeah, sort of like a boozy kind of sorbet shake as opposed to a milkshake. And if you have any leftovers of that, you know, if anyone didn't finish it, if you pour that mixture once that lemon sorbet melts, if you pour it on pound cake and let it soak in, and, you know, that can be just store-bought pound cake, it's so delicious. It's excellent. So you kind of get two desserts for the price of one.
On page 98, you have caramelized bananas with sour cream and brown sugar. And in your description of how to do the recipe, you say, cook the bananas without bothering them.
Yeah, I think one mistake home cooks, including myself, definitely make all the time is just being a little bit impatient and turning things before they're ready to be turned. So that was really a reminder to myself.
Well, tell us about, the book just came out, so you're probably on a book tour, but something that you made recently that you really were proud of.
Oh, that's such a nice question. Yeah, I am starting my book tour, so I'm already kind of having separation anxiety from my kitchen. But one thing I made recently was actually the applesauce cake from the book. It's the simplest recipe. You mix all the ingredients in a bowl. You know, there's no taking out a mixer or anything, just one bowl. And, yeah, it's a delicious, not too sweet, kind of gently spiced cake. And my best friend actually just had a baby, so I made it for her and I brought it to her. And, it just made me so happy to make it. Mm-hmm.
So, Julia, I know that all these recipes are made from leftovers, but if you are going to transform yourself and become a leftover expert, what are some maybe key ingredients that you need to have in the refrigerator to make some of these things happen?
I would say having a few really simple, fresh things really makes a difference, because when you have leftover food, I think if you add something a little bit fresh, it just helps to kind of wake it up, so to speak. So when I say fresh, I'm thinking things like, you know, some fresh lemons, maybe a little parsley, maybe some arugula or another green. So that way, if you have, say, like a leftover roast chicken, you could, you know, shred the chicken, mix it with that arugula, put a drizzle of olive oil, a squeeze of lemon, and you have a whole new thing that took very, very little effort. So just keeping those kind of pantry things on hand. Olive oil, salt, lemon, some parsley. I think you're good.
And a good imagination.
Yes, that's helpful.
And season it. You talk about that as well. I think sometimes at home we don't want to. You get nervous or something, and really when you season it really well, it's like changes the whole taste of a dish.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't be afraid to really, use salt, use pepper. You don't need much seasoning to make something taste good, but you definitely don't want to be shy with it.
It's Julia Tertian, the new book, Now and Again, Go-To Recipes, Inspired Menus, and Endless Ideas for Reinventing Leftovers. You can find more information at juliatertian.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. She made us hungry again.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I'm looking at this grilled cheese.
Boy, doesn't that sound good? You kind of made a face, though, about the mayo.
Well, here's the deal, Heidi. I've always been trained to, when you make...
By who? What do you mean?
My mom.
Always been
my
trained.
My mom made me a grilled cheese sandwich. Mm-hmm. She would put a little butter in the pan, and then she would put butter on both sides that would touch the griddle. So I would think that if you, of course, I never thought about using mayonnaise, but I would just worry about a dry sandwich or maybe a scorched sandwich, lots of butter in. But see, if you put lots of butter in and then you lay that first piece down, that absorbs almost all the butter. So then when you flip it, there's not enough there. That's why I put it on both sides as well.
Well, she's having you put mayo on both sides, too.
Yeah,
so it'd be the exact same thing.
And yeah.
She's saying that there's something, because it is oil in a mayo. So it's basically the same concept. But I think maybe there's more of a chance of burning with butter or something than mayo. I don't know if that's
it
or not.
Try
but she was saying it goes into the cracks. I would just worry about it being, some mayo is so sweet. That would change the taste a lot. And I don't always like that.
What'd she say, Hellman's?
Yeah, she suggested Hellman's. My mom always made, what I wouldn't give, I don't know about you, for a grilled cheese sandwich from your mom.
Yeah.
But my mom just put, it's awful, but Velveeta.
Yeah.
But the way she made it was just, was perfect, you know, with a pickle. It's a good thing, or a cup of tomato soup.
Well, the thing with Velveeta is that we haven't even addressed the flip. So if you use shredded cheese, which melts faster and makes your grilled cheese faster to make, prepare, the flip is critical.
Right.
Because you flip and then it just blows up. So it's Velveeta, you know, processed cheese, it's not as good. But you, if you're going to have other cheese, then you need to slice it. And it just, the flip is important. Right. If you're using shredded cheese, the flip is an art.
Right. I've never done the Velveeta myself. And I actually don't make grilled cheese much. I'm a little afraid of it. The times I've done it, I've burned it.
I'll have you over you had me over for acorn squash and chicken the other night. I'll have you over for grilled cheese.